trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
The People's Podcast.
From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you so much for being here. And we have The Hub Show up in the house just as much.
This is the first time I've ever been on camera.
Wonderful.
It's the first time we've been interviewed.
This is an honor.
We're holding the microphone, and you're interviewing us.
That's
awesome.
Isn't this weird and
right?
Cool? Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I want the dish. I want the who, what, where, when, how. And I told you before, I want where did it all start? When did it start? Give us a little bit more information. Let them know.
It's still being built.
Okay.
It's only been around for a year. Mm-hmm. It's about, just like it says, everything and nothing. There's no definition to the show.
Yeah. The main base of the show is that we do zero research.
Yeah. This is morbid.
Wait. The show?
I think this is morbid.
Mo's morbid moment.
Moments. Give me some moments.
Something like that.
See, you guys, you have no clue. This could go anywhere right now. This could go anywhere. That's why it's so exclusive. It's so different. I love this. So, you guys, how do you know each other? Give me that.
Well,
the Hub Show was
seriously.
His. So you can start at the beginning.
I started.
Why don't you start at the
honestly,
beginning?
Honestly, as like a loser trying to make friends, I thought. I'm not from this area. What better way to make friends than, hey, start a podcast, right? Just for shits and giggles. So, no, I'm just kidding. But I had some people in the Chamber of Commerce in Washington County, in Maryland. I said, hey, I'm going to start a podcast. And they started sending me a couple people to interview just to practice with, you know, like half-hour interviews and whatnot. But, you know, I knew this thing. This came first. I did the logo first and said, what can we do with this, you know? It takes place in Hagerstown, Maryland, which is Hub City. So I was trying to give the city some love and meet new people and all that good stuff. And people see the microphone, they see what I'm doing, they get attracted to it, and they want to be on it. And then,
plus the hub is where everything meets.
Right.
So what's the hub?
It all comes together.
So it's
together.
The center of the universe, right?
Like
so
we there we are.
Now we're the Hub Show. We have another co-host. She's not with us right now, Shay Lewis. She came on board first for me after I interviewed her. I just felt like we just clicked. There's some chemistry there, you know, on the air. And she's really funny, brings a lot to the table. She's got a lot of history in the human resources realm, so she gets to give us all the dirt and the scoop on
she's
experienced. Oh, yeah.
She's your researcher.
She's really good. Shout out to you, Shay.
What up, lady? Yeah.
And then we're looking for a third. You know,
I came on as a guest.
You came on as a guest.
And then I stayed.
But I met Chris because he and I are both ace holes. We're both Adam Carolla podcast fans. And somebody on the Adam Carolla podcast Facebook page did a shout out, a roll call, hey, call out where you're from. I said Hagerstown, Maryland. He came in and said, hey, I am too. And next thing we
right. I thought I was the only one.
Yeah,
in this area
special
that listened.
Yeah.
So
here it is, man. I met him and I said, hey, you know, I'm trying to do this thing called the Hub Show. Don't know what it is, what it's about. I still don't. But myself, Shay, Chris did a show and just it clicked.
It right,
was love. Fun, man.
Yes.
I wouldn't call it love.
It works out.
It was definitely
morbid love.
It works out.
Morbid love.
It works out pretty good because me and Shay are like polar opposites.
That's
on a lot of topics.
Besides white,
that's
black.
Good. You
yeah.
That.
Besides, and besides, and male and female.
Besides but, white, black, and male and female.
Yeah.
She's also, you know, a little more proper, and I'm I'm a little more.
A lot of eye rolling goes on.
Yeah.
That's why it's all audio
a whole
right
lot of,
now.
I do.
Yeah.
Keeping it PG for y'all. You're welcome.
Yeah, I get a lot of faces that you don't see on camera about things that come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
This is why I love your guys' show so much, because you talk about whatever you want, you do whatever you want, basically. I mean, it goes anywhere.
It's, you know, the whole thing with podcasts, there's no FCC regulation on that. We don't sit there and try to go, you know, bat shit with the curve or whatever. But, you know, when you get heated,
when you're angry
about something, you're angry, you let it out. You
it's
know, a couple
topic.
F-bombs come out here and there. Right. What are you going to do, you know? But we bring people on from the local area
good
who bring on their expertise. We have person who comes on with aromatherapy. You can't smell it on the podcast, but she gets to talk about what these different ones do and all that.
And
we get to, there's no rules to when we do anything.
We've had a handful.
Roller derbies.
We've been to the roller derby, the one for our third time tomorrow.
That's cool.
So we give a shout out to the Mason Dixon Roller Vixens right there in Hagerstown.
Get it, ladies.
Our home base was a bar downtown for a while.
We've been sat out of bars no longer as of 2 weeks ago. Shout out to you, Heather Hartley. I mean, for character purposes, we were actually recording the Hub Show out of the one of the oldest buildings in Hagerstown.
Hagerstown.
207 South Potomac. It's under the historical protection and all that.
Guys.
And we're talking lopsided floors and doors that Ben Franklin could only walk through because it's probably that
so
short,
sweet.
You know what I mean?
That's
it was like
honor.
An escape room on steroids. Yeah.
Very cool. Mm. Very
but,
cool.
We, you know,
yeah, it was like I said, the basement had two bathtubs in it. Ooh. Don't know what that was all about.
Thinking Prohibition.
It looked a little morbid down.
We're talking the house was built in the 1780s or something like that. It's on
right.
the plaque. You know what I mean?
So,
who knows what those walls could talk, right?
Now,
so.
Did you experience any like paranormal stuff?
We thought we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know you're into that.
You thought
you're
you
into
did.
The paranormal.
I
love the paranormal.
Yeah, I had to go in there and turn the lights on. That was always fun. Trying to find the switch in the first place.
I mean, I may be afraid.
Would you be alone
dark,
in that building?
I don't think.
I have been alone in that building. I was freaked out.
I don't think.
What happened?
I said I may be afraid of the dark, but I don't know if I think things are in it or not.
I heard things. I'm not saying nothing, but this is part of my mind.
It's energy. Either way you look at it, I guess.
She's into that. Right.
Oh, that's right. The show's about
the morbid
horror stuff.
Well, morbidness. Yes, give me more.
So enough about us, and we'll get back to that, but I mean...
No. This is all about you, guys.
No.
What I want... Give us some inspiration. If somebody wanted to start their own podcast, because you started... Yeah. What would you give as far as inspiration or... info to them?
Just be yourself.
Yeah,
keep it real.
Right.
That's the thing about
real recognizes real.
Yeah,
you know, you have to talk as though nobody's listening.
And you know,
because that's the only way to stay genuine.
Right.
You know, if you've got to filter yourself to try to please other people, then you're not being genuine.
You're not being you.
No.
Yeah, you're not being. I mean, the thing,
this is only a year old, but, you know, we're still building it. This thing has no definition whatsoever. Good. As it says in the intro, we're podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. Mm-hmm. There's no definition to it. We just bring people on from all walks, comedians, whatnot. You guys' friend, Matt Burns.
He's
a great contributor to the Hub Show.
Yes.
He's the one who got us on the floor of the Forest State Comic Con.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, and so we rocked those shows.
Yeah.
We had a good time with the celebrities.
We interviewed a couple celebrities.
Eric Roberts.
Yep. Eddie Roberts.
Eddie.
Did you get Eddie, though, while you were there? Eddie Deason.
Yeah, we had him on. Mindy Sterling sat with us, and then back in March, we had Al Snow, the wrestler. And we had Fred the Hammer Williams.
Mindy Sterling got to listen to me eat nachos.
And make comments.
Yeah. But I had a cigar with Fred Williamson.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were there last year, right?
A cigar, huh?
You guys were there last year?
We were there in March.
Yeah.
March and October.
That's right.
Right.
And we have another one coming up, guys.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah. And we found out that a little known fact that, don't tell anybody, but Stallone has a breast implant.
He does.
Oh, jeez.
Sylvester Stallone has a breast implant. Isn't that something? Don't tell anybody.
It's exclusive.
Right? If you want to hear about it, you got to tune into the Hub Show.
Right. Tune into the Hub Show, guys.
Episode.
Tell us where you can find the Hub Show.
Where do you find the Hub Show?
Mm-hmm.
You can download us.
Go
on your phone, your device, your iPod.
Wonderful.
iPad.
Yes.
iPhone,
just open up any search bar anywhere and type
SoundCloud.
In The Hub Show.
The Hub
and
Show.
And it'll pop up.
iHeartRadio.
Can we say it again?
The Hub Show.
Practice that.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm just watching you get deep about it.
I was waiting for it.
And
this is hilarious. So, okay. So you guys do the Hub Show, but what else do you do? Do you guys have any other extracurricular activities that you do? Or, you know, like do you...
Like masturbation and stuff
Boys
like
and
that?
Boys.
Well, I don't know where you're going to take it.
Okay, you can go
do
there.
I like
do you
cooking?
Get paid for that?
I should.
Well,
I should. I can tell you that much.
Let me introduce Chris. This is
I'm very artsy with it. I like to put a little top hat on it when I'm...
You want to talk about wood? He's Mr. Wood.
I am Mr. Wood.
Yes. What do they call you?
Yep. I build things out of wood. And I've been sitting there staring at this box, wondering what's in that box. Is there a human head in that box by chance?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's a very mysterious box.
Maybe Joe Mamas. Right. It's on. Yeah. I love it. You guys are so entertaining. You really are. And I think everybody needs to get out there and watch The Hub Show. Listen to The Hub Show. Watch The Hub Show, right? You are watching The Hub Show.
You're watching it right now.
Yeah.
Ooh. On Morbid Moments.
On that Morbid is Moments.
So great. Anything else? Yes, give us more. Anything else?
Give you more?
What do you guys have coming up?
Oh, okay. Thank you. We got a lot. We got a lot.
Get us started.
I know, but
we're like,
Corey's been interviewing you guys a lot. Do you guys?
Yeah, I want to. Right? I'm trying to switch it up.
Yeah,
here are the best TV shows.
Good shot. Good job, Corey.
You don't have to say my
Pissed
name.
Pissed off the director, huh?
You'd be like, I have no clue who this girl is.
Right.
We're just sitting here.
Unless you guys got more you want to talk about.
Let's play more. We're good. You can come back around and talk.
We'll come back around to it.
We'll do it for each other, but now we're going to switch it.
Yeah, you're still rolling right?
It's still rolling.
Just for shits and giggles, you guys should cut it and come back in. She should be sitting here. I'm sitting over there. Ready to roll?
Yep. All right. And go.
Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, we're back. And this time, I stole her note. We're going to interview you. Corey Coulter,
yeah,
from the Morbid Moment.
Guys,
this is your YouTube show, right?
Yeah.
Morbid Moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and we're glad to have you on your show.
All
right, we came to you.
That's right.
You shouldn't have to be glad to be here.
We should be glad
to come to you.
Thanks,
just
guys.
Spitting chips at you.
All right.
I know.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We got lost on the way here.
This is a
we got lost on the way here. Went down some back road, yeah. Gravel road. We ran into a Scooby-Doo mansion. Yeah. No lie.
Yeah, what's the house over there?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo mansion.
Yeah,
it's abandoned.
Creepy.
Yeah, the shutters were falling off.
I thought you guys were trying to kill us.
Some guy came running out and he was like, "If it wasn't for those meddling kids."
Yeah, seriously.
Uh huh. All right.
And you heard the bongo drums.
Face is completely off the property.
And my mystery machine parked outside.
All right.
Yeah.
Made the little, Fred Flintstone ran away.
We're here, Morbid Moments, and you're part of the whole High Rock Pictures crew.
Yes.
And you guys are, you guys make movies.
We make movies. Films. Yeah. We do things.
Motion pictures.
Motion in the ocean pictures.
Really?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah?
No, we have Bottom Creek coming up right now.
Bottom Creek
should be wrapped up completely 2019.
Like when in 2019? We haven't done
that. I'm not telling you.
No?
No.
Could be a year from now.
We have our own deadlines, but that's the best part about being independent, is we can just do whatever we want. And I think the freedom of that is so just...
Okay.
You know, it's soulful. You actually have people that come out and do it not for money, for anything.
On their own time,
but
their
for
own money,
the
own
love,
yeah.
Because they love what they do.
Yeah,
we love what we do. That's basically
so,
it is basically.
But a lot of what you do, there's Bottom Creek. Mm-hmm. What's another movie you got? Give me some more names. What you done?
Sure. Well, in the beginning, we started with the Hog Mall. Hog Mall Legends of
Hog Mall.
Abrams County. Yeah, Hog Mall is about a killer piggy man.
Hog
Mall.
Yep. Yeah.
H-O-G.
It's a food.
Hog. She said
hog. It's a like, food.
No, hog.
No, Hog Mall. You never had Hog Mall?
No, I have not.
It is a
food. Just a shark bird.
Yeah. It got potatoes in it.
Have you ever tried it?
It's good.
I thought she said hog. My mom likes it.
Your mom makes it?
Mm-hmm.
You should tell her to make us some.
Yeah. You slice it off like meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Hog Mall. Wait a minute. I got your notes.
Oh.
That's a High Rock Pictures?
Hog Mall, we started out... differently with another director, producer, and such, a writer as well. But
did it get completed?
That did come out.
Okay.
But it's very hard to find right now, so it's very underground. It's very,
it's
very underground.
Writer. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. It's awesome. So if you haven't seen it, try and find it. Okay. Good
so
luck.
How did this whole team come together?
Corey,
well, that's where it came together, right there. Like, with
how did you guys meet and everything?
That's how you guys met?
That's how we all met with Hall.
Because it takes a lot of people to put together
a crew. It really does.
There's Corey Coulter and the rest of the crew for High Rock Pictures. There's Todd Chamberlain?
Yes.
Who else?
Todd Chamberlain. We have Davey Land.
Yep.
We have Jeff Miner.
Okay.
Writers, directors, producers, all right there.
All part of High Rock Pictures, right, and they're loosely associated. They're the independent freelance... type?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Everybody chips in and makes it happen. We all chip in, make it happen.
What is your role?
My role?
Morbid Moment.
I play in Bottom Creek, I play Martha. She's very psychotic. Mm-hmm. She's a bitch.
So you didn't have to stretch too far.
No,
you didn't have to stretch too far to make all that work, right?
I'm already crazy. Yeah, it's crazy enough. But she's mm-hmm. mean. She's really mean, and she says things that I don't say.
Like what?
Retard.
Did I say retard?
You don't like that
word? You
don't
like the word retard?
Shh. You gotta whisper it.
What's wrong with you?
What?
They're gonna hear you.
No, their ears don't work.
This is your show. Okay. You can cut it all you want. It's called post. It's called editing.
It's okay. They got headphones on and helmets and stuff. They can't hear.
Yeah. You went down the PC route with that. We're a podcast. You can say retards on the show. Seriously.
Yeah.
I know.
It's fine.
Well, then, do you work behind the scenes as well?
I do that as well, yeah.
What do you do?
I do. I work, let's see, what do I do?
We're asking you. You're asking her. Wow, she's lost it.
What do you think I do?
Hell if I know.
Everything.
Everything.
No, I help with everything.
And nothing.
I do hair. Yeah. I do makeup.
It's ours. You can't take it.
I do hair. I do makeup. I'm actually a cosmetologist. Licensed cosmetologist.
So your bread and butter is
yeah,
doing cosmetology.
Much, yeah. Okay. I love it.
You love it?
I do clap.
You got the clap?
I love clap.
You do clap?
You got the clap?
I love the clap.
Isn't that like an old horse disease or
That's
something?
So much fun.
Old horses, like old race horses get the clap. Yeah.
What's clap?
The clap. You
know, I know what the clap is.
They're like, Mark,
okay.
Clap.
Oh, that thing.
Okay.
Well, it has a name.
PA.
That thing
name. You take pride in that. You're the person that goes in front of the camera and goes,
yeah.
And no, the director does it.
You got to write the scene number on the thing, right?
Exactly.
Each time. So how high do the scene numbers get? What's the highest number you've been to?
Yeah, how many cuts have you done in one movie?
Oh, gosh.
On one scene.
This
What's
last weekend,
done?
We,
how many
well,
takes?
A couple of weekends we did, oh, gosh.
I know we've already done like 200 takes.
You already know about me. Yeah, you already know about me.
Yeah, we've already done about 15 takes just this interview. You don't want to see
Thank God for digital cameras.
Thank God.
Thank God for editors.
Thank God this is Facebook Live.
No, gosh, how many takes? Well, it depends on the scenes, too. It does. Depends on how intense they are.
Well, I understand.
Because we get pretty morbid up in there. So it's like, you know, you need...
I mean, just take a look at this scene right here.
It depends. I mean,
take a look at this.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Incredible.
They already got me, guys.
Mental
makeup. So, see, that's acting right there. That's true acting. So.
What you're doing right now? Yeah,
you're just pretending.
It's everything. It's everything.
Well, let me ask you, though. So, High Rock Pictures... So there's Bottom Creek. What else you guys got?
First movie coming out, 2019. We have The Ungulate.
And that's with our boy, our guy, Jesse.
Yes, with Jesse
Mango. Shout out.
Is an ungulate an actual thing? Is it an item? Is it a word? What is it?
Define.
You know
I don't know what an ungulate is.
You don't know what it is?
No.
Sounds perverted.
It's
literally.
A two-hoofed animal.
It's a two-hoofed animal.
A two-hoofed animal. Like you look at your goats, your deers, your blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
The ungulates are really cool.
A split hoof.
Even a pig.
A pig.
Split hoof.
Ungulate. There you go. There you go.
So you have a whole production about the ungulate. Attack of the killer.
There's hunters out there. I don't want to give too much away on this one because it's still in the making right now, but you can find it on Facebook, just like Bottom Creek. You can find that. We have trailers out there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the trailer for the ungulate's coming out too pretty soon, but we're still in
production. So Bottom Creek is you guys' first movie you're putting out there.
Yes, for High Rock Pictures.
For High Rock Pictures. Yep. Ungulate's coming after that. And there's some other stuff in the works?
We got
always, right?
We always. There's always something.
So let me ask you, though. So what happens? So we met you guys through the Four State Comic Con with our boy Matt Burns.
Thank you,
right? Matt. Right. So I'm saying, what happens? It's a crazy world, 2018.
Absolutely.
When you're doing film. No matter. The independent film has always been nuts. But
always.
You guys take these films, and you're going to go shop around at festivals? What are you going to do?
Sure, yes, absolutely. We're going to hit up, what do we have coming up? We have a May North Carolina Fest coming up.
Which you're going to bring...
That'll be in May.
Bottom Creek, too.
But no, either way, yeah, we're at
that one.
You're
going to shop around.
We're going to be everywhere. Festivals. We'll be
so
vendors.
So you got a busy 2019
we'll be vendors.
Coming up.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's gonna be
and
so
you
much
had
fun.
Eric Roberts in Bottom
Eric
Creek.
Eric Roberts up in the
house. Tell us about
him.
That.
Got
Comic-Con,
to work with him.
Fourth day Comic-Con. We got to interview him. And then you guys...
Yes.
You guys made a little deal with him and got to be in one of your
Eddie.
Pictures there.
Good old Eddie.
Yeah?
He's a good guy. Good man. I love him. No, Eric Roberts is really fun to work with.
Yeah, it was fun to interview.
Very eccentric. I digged working with him. We got to work in West Virginia in this awesome country store.
We saw the
it was
pictures
really
on Facebook.
Neat.
It was
really,
cool.
Really cool. Very local, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I felt like kind of, You know, at a different world.
Okay.
Definitely
why,
a different
West
world.
Virginia?
It's West Virginia.
West world.
No offense, Westby. We love you.
Let's go! Mountaineers!
Woo! No, honestly, my friend went there, so she went to the university there. Love it.
Yeah.
It's a great college. I was just talking about it today with my clients.
I went to college.
It's a Sunday.
I was too old to go.
Today's Saturday.
I just go there and look at chicks.
Feels like Sunday.
Boobs.
Love them.
Well, anyway, there's boobs in Bottom Creek too, so absolutely check it out.
This is your selling point.
The Unglid, I'm not sure about yet.
Oh, you guys got a little. You guys got a little titty scene in there.
I mean, you know, we got boobs.
Oh man,
we got some boobs. You guys,
you are gonna have some 12-year-olds just driving them crazy, huh?
Wow. Well, not only. Well, I love the one thing I love about.
Remember,
movies,
I used to have to watch a movie for like an hour and a half just to see like 5 seconds of boobie when I was a kid.
That's sad.
I know, right?
And he's younger than me.
Sure. Emmanuel in space.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Emmanuel on the farm.
Emmanuel was all over it, right?
France.
HBO. Her car broke down in France. Cinemax. I remember that one.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that broke down.
I think she had the clap.
Yeah. She was an ungulate.
Yeah, right. She rode an ungulate into town.
Yeah.
Camel toe, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't see, maybe you guys could pick up the Emmanuel franchise and keep it
you
going.
You couldn't see the camel.
Yeah.
Not back then.
You're awesome.
You guys rock.
So you work on camera, Martha character.
I work on and off, yeah.
So you're Martha in Bottom Creek?
Yes, I play Martha.
Martha's a mean bitch.
But one thing I love about working also independently is you have family. It's such a family. It really is, you know.
Sure.
You guys work closely together. We all work closely together. My kids actually got to work with me, too.
Right.
So how cool is that to have your kids on set with you?
Right.
You know, your people. That's your people. Yeah. Even have your kids in film. That's just astounding.
That's cool.
I think it's fucking awesome. And I get to say
too.
That.
And they get to go to school and
just
brag about it.
And just brag about it, yeah. Right. You're like, are you in a movie? I didn't think so.
Yeah.
You know?
Right? Got an IMDb page.
You know? Yeah, corn dogs.
Okay.
It's all good.
So, in May, what's the festival you're going to?
The Carolina Fest.
That's a big one?
That is a huge one. That's going to be a good one. There's a lot of highball players in there.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to meet some people up in there. I'm really excited because, like, Morbid Moment has, and I told you about, we've been going for about a year, just like you guys, and we get some really good players up in here, too. I mean, Kent Wagner, Mel Heflin, Matt Burns.
Matt Burns, yeah. Come on.
Somebody's on my mind. Anyway. Love you, Matt. Happy birthday.
She called you an uncle.
Camel toe, motherfucker.
Yeah. Wow,
Martha. Woo. Calm down, Martha.
Oh, that was Martha.
That was Martha?
That was Martha.
She's rude, huh?
Martha actually talks like this. She has definitely that down south accent.
West Virginia.
She's very mean. She's like very mean, and I hate talking like this, actually.
Because
it's not me, and it's very unauthentic.
Is it?
Right? Try it.
Oh, I can do it.
Do it.
He ain't paying me enough. Anyway.
Ah, damn it.
I just talk like that naturally.
I give you corn dogs.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
So he calls it water. You know,
Washington County.
Water. I said borscht today, though. I was like, I almost punched myself.
See, we're
really? Bothers you?
We're,
I think everybody sounds like everybody else has the accent.
No,
I'm the only one that speaks normal.
That is a good point.
You have the accent.
No. I lived out in Idaho. culture shock. I lived out in Idaho for a little bit, 4 years ago. Or not 4 years, for 4 years. And talk about a culture shock out there. They thought I had an accent.
You do?
I was like, you guys talk normal, pretty much.
There's no accent out there.
I feel like there's nothing. Yeah.
Idaho out there, there's
they
no
just
accent,
talk normal,
man.
Very normal.
Really?
Yeah. And I felt like I did too, but I guess I
Well, I'm from New England, a little bit of New York and all that, so I got but I spent a lot of time in the South in the military, so like I can't get the word fixin' out of my vocabulary, but I don't have a twang to go with it.
Cars?
Well, no, like I'm fixing to go, I'm fixing to do this.
Yeah,
I can't get that word out of my vocabulary. That's from living in Georgia for 3.5 years.
The thing about Pennsylvania, how about that?
This is weird. We're in Pennsylvania right now.
Pennsylvania.
But we're above the Mason-Dixon line.
Ewens is in Pennsylvania.
Ewens, man.
But we're above what the South is below us. You're in the North, but you can
really
tell the difference
much,
people start talking
it
around
really
here.
It really is.
Man.
It's amazing. And we're borderline right there. I'm in Gettysburg, so it's like borderline.
Well, yeah.
But and people think I have an accent, which...
You're not too deep.
I'm not that far from you guys. I'm not that far from
you. Well, it's amazing.
I mean?
Living in Washington County
yeah.
for 4 years, and the people that tell me they're really from the South, and you're like that close to the north. It's like
exactly
where does it come from?
I don't know. I love
that Mason Dixon thing going on.
I guess so.
Coffee doesn't sound right. See, I have to get the face coffee.
Coffee.
You gotta crunch your nose up when you say
coffee.
Coffee. Yeah. I call it.
Could you make me another cup of coffee? Say that every morning when you wake up. Give me that coffee.
They're whispering.
Like, All right.
So how long have you been doing Morbid Moments?
A Morbid Moment, like a year.
A Morbid Moment.
It's been about a year. A little over a year. We took a break because of Bottom Creek and
Bottom.
Because of Bottom Creek.
With the tacky candy. Yeah.
Do you like seeing yourself on video?
No.
No, you don't like
but
going back
fun.
And watching it again?
I watch. Yeah. I don't care. Some people don't.
I do.
Would you watch yourself?
I watched it.
I don't really care for. I don't really care for listening to my own
voice
after.
Yes, I'm the same way. I'm exactly the same way. That I can't stand my own voice.
Sweet. That's why I never like set up my voicemail on my phone.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Because I just don't.
Why don't you do?
If I go back and listen to your
voicemail.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Get Martha to do your voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris.
Right.
The message.
Chris could be a chicken.
Yeah, right? Chris is a two-way name, though. You can't
do
that.
You got the wrong Chris. Look,
yeah, I got the wrong Chris. Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't work.
You ever laugh as much on your Morbid Moment?
Yeah.
You have your moments?
I mean, this is a lot more, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, usually you're interviewing.
Oh, I got my swag on. Look at this.
You do.
Look, guys. I'm all hubbed up.
She's a hub show whore. Look at that. All right.
Gore whore.
A gore whore.
Yeah, she didn't give
That's
us
what they call them.
She wants us to buy it.
We're just the whores.
I know.
You're like, you pay me, I'll wear it for you.
Yeah.
Checks in the mail. You take ATM?
Oh, you guys rock.
Take credit cards.
Let's see. Anything else that we can...
Well, I'm really
other
curious
projects.
About...
We have
about
so
you guys
many
are going to festivals. The festival you're going to, is it genre-related? Genre-oriented?
Yes.
So where are you going to in the Carolinas? Is it a horror fest?
Yes.
For horror movies?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So when was that, May?
What is, like, in the States, what's the Sundance of horror conventions? This one?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Good question.
Well, those are some of the questions I can answer for you.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Because we have Monster Mania, Horrifying.
What is this shit?
We have them all. No, in PA, I mean, we have tons of conventions that everybody should check out.
We talked about that. With the cosplayer, Kaylee Marie, at the Comic-Con. We mentioned that because she was leaving the 4-State Comic-Con to go to another Comic-Con. Then she talked about Allentown Comic-Con.
Yep.
I was saying, it's getting a little saturated. It's like a Comic-Con.
People are back-to-back-to-back,
But are they busy back-to-back, these ones you go to? I mean, 4-State...
We have lives, too. We have other lives.
No, I know you do. That's what I'm saying.
But we try to.
For Allentown, Pennsylvania, have a Comic-Con. And then Pittsburgh has a Comic-Con.
Yeah, everywhere.
Philadelphia. I mean, the big cities, of course.
Everywhere you go.
Everyone's starting to have a Comic-Con.
That's good.
And at some point, all these vendors bring in their comics and toys and stuff. Mm-hmm. And isn't it getting a little saturated?
No, I think the more you put out there,
more
the better.
Exposure?
Yeah, keep it out there.
I mean, for what you guys do, I can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the guy that has to keep packing up his Funko Pops and setting them up, packing them up and moving on to the next town.
But that's your choice, Jay. That's your choice if you want to join them or not. You know what I mean?
I know that.
Yeah.
Some must be better than others. I work in the trade show industry, so I know
shows
and the live show and some shows don't work,
Well, they must be lucrative, otherwise they wouldn't
be
doing it. They wouldn't
more and more popping up. There's like Comic-Con everywhere.
I noticed that too, though.
I did.
Gettysburg even had one. LinkCon.
That's what I mean. LinkCon.
It was called LinkCon.
LinkCon?
Shout out to you guys. Four Corners.
No, I respect the effort, but I'm just saying, how many
Comic-Cons
can you have?
Oh, sure.
I mean, Baltimore's a big city. New York, obviously, Philadelphia, and San Diego, and L.A., all that stuff.
I'd love to mix the horror and the Comic-Con together. I mean, it kind of is in a way.
The 4-State's mixed up,
but
for sure.
Yeah, I love that. That makes more sense to me. People like me can roll in, and you may not know me, but you get to know me. And even in that area, it's just wonderful to get out and...
Oh, we love it,
anywhere.
Too. We'll talk to anybody at the Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. Cosplayer came out, talked to her. Then we talked to you guys in the film business. And I love talking
to
you.
Did we talk to a furry?
We did.
All the furries.
That was very.
Do you really?
They're very interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
He photobombed us.
Right?
We were gyrus?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He just insisted on being there. He's dressed as a rabbit.
Yeah.
Like, from head to toe.
Right? And he was carrying like...
He was
furry. Electrical.
He was dead serious.
Where do they put their tails?
You don't want to know.
But you have to listen to the episode.
Is it a butt plug?
I thought he was wearing pajamas. I thought he was there for shits and giggles for Halloween goop. He was there actually trying to sell a product, trying to sell a game. And he was like head to toe and gave us the whole spiel about the life of a furry.
These people are serious. They live it. They
I love imagination and whatnot, but
they do it all.
They jerk it off on websites.
Yeah. With other furries.
With other furries.
I hope.
Like Chatterbait.
It's an underground like, community, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a mentality there that they share the same interests.
I've never been a furry.
But I mean, you've been to all these cons. You see more of them. People dress up like teddy bears.
I saw more
last
one than this one. This past one.
Is it getting? Okay.
I don't know.
That's weird.
It's a growing
Baltimore,
thing.
Baltimore, I know, is a big area. They have conventions, furry conventions and stuff. Mm. So.
Do you know a lot of cosplayers? You go to all these conventions.
I do.
You're into
somewhat,
makeup and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a little conflict of interest with some cosplayers that we interviewed.
Really?
Like the female cosplayers, for instance. Some of them don't understand.
They're very busty.
Thank you. But see, you say that.
Yeah.
But see, we bring up something that kind of alludes to that without being rude. We're talking to them on the mic.
Nothing wrong with that.
But like, they didn't like this.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
That's a good point.
They didn't like us. Someone did not like us talking about it in that sense.
Okay.
And we're like, wait a minute.
But wait.
You dress as Wonder
Woman. That's a double standard.
Instance. You dress as Wonder Woman.
No.
And let's be honest, you look hot.
That's true.
Now, to you, you're going out, you're dressing up as Wonder Woman because you want to be Wonder Woman that day, and there's a different mentality on you. But to the average Joe at the con, and guys sitting there, and chicks.
Hey.
I see.
How can you not notice?
Hello, they're pushed up.
You know, they're just... Mama Jow is out there.
They went very hashtag Me Too on us.
Yeah, you might
over comments like that. We weren't making like cat calls about it. We were just talking about
it. So no disrespect, ladies out
there.
Not at
all whatsoever, but
keep showing them.
Right? I'll keep looking at them.
You look gorgeous.
That's Martha talking.
Now Martha, she doesn't look hot as shit at all. Like this.
What happens to Martha in this film?
Are we Jekyll and Hyde here? What goes on? I can't wait to see Martha.
She's disheveled.
She's very mom. You know, she's very momish.
She wears mom jeans.
But she's sexy, too.
She hugs her jeans up over her belly button.
No, not at all. She's very prairie. It's more prairie.
Yeah.
Like, I get a prairie.
She says, Jason, you need to put the controller down and go to bed.
Like Stuart's mom on Mad TV.
I'll give you a little dish, though. I'll give you a little dish. Okay. I wore a thong the whole time.
Martha wears a thong?
Holy moly, that is not momish at all. That's not momish.
That's all she wears?
No. She's prairie. She has that white dress. It's down to like...
But a thong or
freaking...
Oh.
Yeah, because it was so hot when we were filming sometimes. I was like, ugh. Wait, I was just ready to not have any underwear on at all.
It wasn't Martha wearing a thong. It was Corey wearing a thong. Right. But Martha's wearing the prairie
dress.
Isn't
that weird? Like, Corey's in there underneath, and then Martha's on the
outside. You wonder whatever really went on. All right, Corey, hey, well, listen. Hub Show, Morbid Moments. We'll be right back with Todd, talking to Todd. Be back in a moment.
Hub Show, bitches!
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
Yeah. All right. Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
This time in the hot seat, we got the man from High Rock Pictures.
I'm in the cold seat.
Is it a cold seat?
It's a cold seat.
Cold seat
cold? There. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
After talking to Corey, huh?
Yeah.
Calm down, everybody. Mr. Todd Chamberlain is in the house. High Rock Pictures, and you're the man.
How you doing?
I'm good. You're the man in all this, huh?
I guess.
You guess?
Yeah. Me and Jeff are the owners.
Okay.
You sound very humble.
I know.
You know, as a great man once said, but when I put my pants on, I make gold records.
And that's what we're trying to do, folks. Make gold records.
Make gold records.
Gold something.
Yeah, but Jeff and I are the owners of High Rock. He writes and I direct, and we all produce. We both produce.
And you work the equipment
and
all that
work
good stuff.
The equipment. We pretty much
mundane,
do all the stuff.
The mundane parts of filmmaking, right? Yeah.
But we
lots more to it, folks. In case you
know.
Yeah.
It's a team effort. Truly a team effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know, we brought in a few good guys to work with us. You know, running camera, especially Matt Anderson and Craig Rosenthal.
Yeah,
great guys.
Amazing, huh? They pull through every time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, we were talking off the camera. You got like a drone. What all kind of equipment
What's
do you
going
work
on
with?
Here,
yeah, we're drone capable now. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a 4K drone. We got some really great, awesome aerial shots for Bottom Creek.
Awesome.
And
yeah, I think
you guys are going to like it. We got a couple of unique angles of shots with the drone that hopefully is really going to set us apart.
So when you're done with Bottom Creek and before you head off to the Carolinas for the big show, the big conventions and all that stuff, are you going to have like a viewing party or?
We're proud of it, man. Yeah. We're going to, once we get it all done up, we're into post-production now, so we pretty much wrap the filming. So we're into heavy into editing. This is a lot of real work comes in here. Yeah, now the work starts.
Right.
But we're into the editing now, and we get all of the video editing and stuff done, and then it goes off to Chicago to our guy out there, Joe Becker. Shout out.
Joe Becker?
Joe Becker. He's going to be composing.
He does the score?
He's going to do the score. He's doing the score for us, and great guy. You got to check him out.
Score really adds a lot of body to it.
Music is everything.
Yeah, in that movie, man.
What's Rocky? And sometimes all the horror movies have music, man.
Exactly, and we're really lucky to have Joe, who's actually going to be able to watch the movie and just create a score for us, as opposed to just like a lot of independent
music.
People giving
you like freedom, buying tracks.
Yeah.
That's what we need, Chris.
So,
a score. Cool.
There you go.
We need a guide.
Like when you enter the podcast, there's got to be like some violence.
Some intro music.
Like Darth Vader's Imperial March, but Chris Canfield's Imperial March.
Strippers on either side, and fireworks going on.
Imperial
the
March.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Talk to your boy for it.
There you go.
Some throwaway stuff.
You got the hookup.
We'll take your scraps.
Pyrotechnics.
You don't want, give it to us.
So what do you guys do as far as special effects?
The podcast public.
Special effects? Oh, man. We have a killer special effects team. These guys are rocking it. Donnie Drum, he was our special effects supervisor. He's actually a graduate of Tom Savini School out in Pittsburgh.
Nice.
And then we brought on Kent Wagner.
Yeah.
He's also part of the movie, but he was also one of the guys from The Walking Dead.
That's right.
Came in and did some stuff with us as far as our special effects.
He was at the Suns game.
I was at the zombie night with Matt Burns and all that. Yep, and Sonia Thompson is with
That's right. Yep. She was with them?
Yep. And she's in the movie as well.
Okay.
But Kent did some special effects for us because he does a lot of creature effects, and he's got another movie that just came out in November. Goosebumps 2. He's the dead pirate, so you guys catch that movie, look for the dead pirate. And that's Kent.
Lots of pirates in the movie.
Yeah, lots of pirates.
Is it hard to play a dead pirate?
I don't know. I think moving around is kind of tough,
Yeah. You know,
trying
to
reanimate
your...
Right?
He just kind of lays there like...
Yeah.
That's me.
There you go.
He tells his friends, that's me right there on the ground.
Yeah, that's me on
the ground. See the guy with the sword sticking out of his chest?
He is not breathing.
I think I saw your hand move.
I know, I saw it, Val.
Yeah. And then towards the end of the production, we were lucky to bring on Matthew Amos. And Matt brought a great deal to our special effects. So we've got a great whole team of special effects guys to put this all together.
So Bottom Creek is a solid. How many minutes do you think it's going to be when you're done with it?
Well, we're looking right around the 90-minute.
90-minute mark, which is pretty.
Which is a full length feature film.
Part of the course with
what you want it to be.
This genre, right?
Yeah.
Don't need no Oliver Stone long lengthy ass horror film.
No. We don't need We don't have no
4-hour,
two and a half, 3-hour movie. You know,
takes 3 VHS tapes and stuff.
Right.
I don't really looking to do a Bottom Creek 2.
That's a possibility. We have some thoughts and ideas flying around right now about the possibility of that.
And then there's the ungulate. That's in the works too.
Yeah, the ungulate. Yeah. We actually just started filming the ungulate a week or so ago.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a fun movie.
Okay.
We got one of our other guys who's directing that. It's his directorial debut, David Lance.
Sweet.
Yep.
Shout out to David.
And he's going to do, I think he's going to do a great job.
I'm sure. So you guys got, you know, honestly, 2019 is pretty busy for you.
Oh yeah,
you got a busy year ahead.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty packed. Show, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. When we get that, we get all this, we get Bottom Creek finished up and ready to go, and we're gonna try and have a premiere. Hopefully around the April time frame.
Yeah.
Like Corey said earlier, we were slotted for Carolina Fear. It's Carolina Fear Fest in Raleigh. In May.
Sweet.
And then we're going to be looking at some of the other film festivals and get on the circuit there and
it's
take
a big
it
circuit,
around.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big circuit. There's a lot of big areas we want to try and hit. And like the Erie Film Festival is a really big one.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and hit that
tour
with
you.
Huh? Yeah,
tour,
basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Get in the van and go. Right.
Yeah.
Next stop. Right.
Next stop. Next town.
Yep. Oh shit! I left the film back.
We're gonna have try and have some some premiere screenings and stuff in some other cities. Hopefully,
Well, listen, the Hub Show. We're gonna follow you guys, keep in touch, and keep in the loop.
We'll
see how this thing moves along. Because the older you get, time is short. April's
sure
be here in no time.
Oh, right? It will.
April's
it
around
will.
The corner, man.
Hey, maybe I can get in on the. Maybe I can get in on the trailer. I mean, not the trailer, but the credits are rolling. When the credits are rolling, and they do those little scenes on the side
end?
Of the credits.
Oh, yeah,
at the very end.
Maybe I just
pop in like, what's going on in here?
Yeah, the Hub guy.
At the very end.
What's that?
We'll have our little scene going on, and all of a sudden, you come
from just,
the side.
Oh, yeah, I'll just come in from the side, like a boom mic in a 70s porn flick, right?
Yeah, there you go, with the boom mic.
Earphones on too and everything. Right?
Yeah, the big
I'll creep out from around the camera.
You'll do it too.
That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome. See,
yeah,
full of cool ideas, man.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should do.
So it's gonna be
like put our heads together, man. We need to do like a something,
do anything,
like a,
man.
A podcast.
You can anybody can
movie,
do
right?
it. Any podcast
murders. The podcast murders of
there you go. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Really give the podcast
killers. The podcast killers.
Push.
The podcast
like
killers.
That.
Uh-oh. Boy.
Yep.
I'm gonna see how
we're gonna come up with some creative ways to kill people with a microphone.
Yeah. Let's try it.
Do you got, you got some creative ways to kill people in this movie?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
In Bottom Creek, you're going
to
see some really
isn't
cool
that the key to
ways
making horror movies nowadays
to try and introduce you to a couple of new ways to kill people. Yeah.
And from the creative standpoint.
From a creative standpoint, you want to try and give something fresh, you know? And our weapons and there's a couple of weapons.
You watch movies like Hostel and all these, we've been to the
Saw
Massacre.
All the stuff from
Saw,
man. Yeah. All the different.
How many more ways do you
I know. How many
like,
ways can you kill
there's like seven chapters of that movie.
Yeah, I know.
That's nuts.
And, in real life, I've seen, people dying almost any way imaginable, in all the different ways and some good jobs and stuff like that in the military and in civilian
so this isn't out of the ordinary for you.
No, you're glad to see people get up and walk away
when it's over.
Yes, yeah, because
after
that,
they die,
because in real life, I didn't get to see that. I seen people at the at the worst.
I gotcha.
At the last.
You're an Army and a Navy veteran, correct?
Yeah.
How's that work?
I was
an Army veteran, but in the Army, you were in both.
Well, thanks for your service.
And thank you too.
Yeah.
But I'm saying.
I started off. Actually, I went to Army boot camp before I was even out of high school.
Right.
And then I went and did 8 years active duty in the Navy as a corpsman in the amphibious assault. So I got to go around the storming beaches and stuff.
But altogether, you did 20 years.
I did 20 years.
You got your retirement.
Yep.
You're good to go.
Yep. I retired. Actually retired from the Army.
Okay.
I was an artillery sergeant.
Was
it blow up some stuff?
Was too. Movies in the back of your head the whole time?
A little bit. When I was in the Navy, I spent my time in San Diego, so I got to see a little bit of it. Because at the time, when I was in, Simon and Simon was a big TV show, and it was filmed out of San Diego. And, I got to see him film once in a while. And
you had to be around it, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And then when I checked on board my ship, I was on USS Bellawood for 3 years. And 3 days before I checked on board, Clint Eastwood and them just left. They had just finished filming Heartbreak Ridge on my ship.
Great movie. Well, I'm just saying, because I think before we you sat down and talked, as we were kicking it with yourself and Jeff, Mm-hmm. Remember you guys grew up together?
Yeah. We were.
You guys were messing around with, you said Super 8.
Right.
Back in the day when you were kids, right?
Yeah, so we've been best friends since junior high school.
You had the creative bug back then, and
we were goofing off, but we still kind of had that.
Sure,
little,
it was a proof of film, but I mean,
that little flicker was planted.
It was planted, right?
Yeah. There's an old wind up camera too, man, because had no batteries. You wound it up, and then you pulled the trigger, and it lasted for about a minute and a half. So that's and then you had to wind it up again.
Those were your home movies back then.
Oh yeah,
that's it, man.
Yeah, he did a little Dracula flick down in his. Down in his grandmother's basement.
You still have it?
With some bed sheets. We're trying to find it. I have no idea, but I would love to get that.
Yeah. Well, we got all kinds of film he has in there. All the one box, right?
Yeah.
This is what me and Jeff used to do.
So, how are we looking on time?
5 and a half.
5 minutes?
5 and a half to go?
Oh, hell.
This is the maintenance of the interview. Yeah, this is the bonus footage.
I was going to say, give me a signal when we hit about 45 seconds.
Well, we just wrap it up right now. Because the Hub Show will be back. Fine. We're going to stay communicating with you guys. Stay in contact.
Okay.
You guys get closer to this thing being done. We want to know.
Yeah.
And you get to have a release party. We want to be there.
Oh, definitely. We'll talk about this. When we have the premiere.
We're going to get to premiere you guys up.
Oh, you will.
It's going to be great.
We'll definitely have you guys out to premiere.
Yes.
All right, cool. Yep. The Hub Show.
So,
Todd Chamberlain. It's High Rock Pictures.
Yep.
Yeah, we were talking to Corey Coulter.
Coulter.
You know she's French.
She's not French.
She's not a UFC Pennsylvania. Fighter. I know. Anyway, it is what it is. But hey, this is we took over her morbid moment.
Right.
So, she's creeping around.
It's a little less morbid.
Yeah.
Right.
She's trying to get.
We're trying to cheer the place up.
She's giving you a finger, Chris.
We'll bring her in to finish up.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this baby up. Yeah. Hey, Todd, thanks for coming on. Yeah, and shout out to Corey Coulter. She's already left her set. Let's burn it down. Let's set this place on fire.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Nice meeting you.
Good Lord.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Shay Lewis, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch. Thank you.